Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllotSego.com joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, quite a wild police chase and crash, which ended up killing the man being chased, injuring a deputy. Catch us up on this event.
Yes, sir. Well, as you can imagine, everybody around here is talking about it. As we were putting together the papers late Tuesday afternoon, we got a call and emails from the northern end of the county that police cruisers, lights flashing, had been tearing past at high speed. Our reporter, Jennifer Hill, hopped in her car and came back an hour later with a hair-raising story and a photo of a car that looked like it had gone through the crusher in a junkyard. After a high-speed chase, she told us, the driver was dead, but not before plowing head-on at an estimated 115 miles an hour into a sheriff's cruiser with lights flashing. The deputy in the cruiser, Jim Matunas, is a well-liked guy. He was rushed to Bassett Hospital. According to our sheriff, Rich Devlin, his injuries weren't life-threatening, but he had broken both legs. The driver who died is a 23-year-old from Sharon Spring named Matthew All. This happened where Route 20 meets Route 80, just north of Springfield Center. Jennifer happened on an EMT at the scene, Matt MacGyver. MacGyver lives next to the Richfield Springs State Police Barracks, and he had seen Matthew All and a young woman arguing in the barracks parking lot. The woman got into her Jeep. MacGyver said he banged his fist on her door and put a dent in the driver's side. That's when I called 911. The state police spokesman said yesterday that Matthew All was also waving a knife. The troopers came out to see what was going on, but Matthew All then took off in his Buick, a heavy car, speeding east on Route 20, and the troopers took off after him. It's about 6 miles to the light at Springfield Center, and Deputy Matinas had parked his car off the westbound lane with his flashers going, waiting. Luckily, he wasn't just in a sedan. The department has some of those. It was a big, heavy Tahoe. So Matthew All came down the straightaway. He could have driven by in the eastbound lane. Instead, he swerved deliberately across the road and crashed into the cruiser head-on. As it happens, Matt MacGyver, the EMT, answered the call to come to the scene. So he saw the beginning and the end. He thought what happened there might have been something like road rage. Other questions remain. What happened in front of the barracks? How did it get out of control? Why did the troopers decide to give chase? After all, they knew who the driver was, and they knew he was probably headed toward home. So far, the only official word is a short four-paragraph statement on the Troop C webpage. There could be a fuller briefing today, so maybe we'll know more.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllotSego.com, where you can go to read this story. Thanks, Jim. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.